yesterday, when the fizz dappled paving stones were flecked with grey and chicken bones all scattered lay. Did we set out a chosen few, our common goal, none of us knew, 'twas just a lack of things to do. Ostentatiously and for all want of better purposes, our just intentions were the purchase of a unit capable of refrigerating things beyond the call of duty, but such pretty proved to be the hardest thing to find. Afar we heard the second last of air abused electric goods on Oxford Road. You'll not find a finer item further down from here or anywhere he crowed. Of coal, the smiling vendors did their best to set their passing fingers in our yawning pockets bare, in offering cookers, spinning dryers, automatic laundromats, and even discounts on a bigger fridge there. And then we met the second last purveyor of used electric goods on Oxford Road. You'll not find a finer item further down from here or anywhere, he crowed. But he was right, thinking that he might have had a point. We turned about and hurried into town, the dead aground. So we wandered only in the crowd of spring sail seekers, helping hoist the rising sun lit up our truancy. We'll not forget the second last purveyor of used electric goods on Oxford Road. Sparks is gone, but not sparked out. He's had his chips, but now he's got a new abode.